So we've got a title generator right here, and we're just going to slam it down. And whatever we got, we have creative liberties with, but we got to follow the title. It's got to fit the title.
Of course.
So, Eddie, would you like to start out? I posted the title generator in the recording chat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Give me one second here. Oh, man, you picked the wrong guy because I'm still figuring out how to work Discord on my new phone.
Well,
I can
you
do
know
it.
What? I'll start. Yeah, I was trying to be nice to our guest, but no, I'm going to generate.
I thought you were generating the whole time. I'm going to be honest. You guys didn't prepare me to actually have a website open.
Yeah.
Like, I'll talk for free, but going on a website is, you know.
That's too much. We're asking a lot of you, and I do apologize for that.
So I got the title Sharing Season.
Sharing Season.
That.
So this is a PBS Kids show.
This has got to be woke. Yeah.
See,
this is a Nickelodeon show.
See, here's the thing. That's what you said. I'm thinking like late 80s, early 90s sitcom about roommates in an apartment. Like that's what I hear.
Oh.
Like a Full House tone wise.
Let me hit you with this. Because we know that obviously young people's behaviors are changing, you know, different social mores. Polyamory has gotten big in the TV watching crowd lately.
Yeah. You gotta bring your metamore to Netflix and chill.
Well, my thought is, what if this is a TV show about like a young woman whose boyfriend brings her into being poly, and so she has to figure out how to share her love with more than one person, and it's actually like heartwarming. It's the Brooklyn Nine-Nine of getting fucked by three different people.
Yeah,
you know, I think we're going somewhere here. I think Todd's onto something.
I like this. So In the pilot, you've got a couple, and they don't seem too happy. There's some weird tension. Things aren't really good in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Blip, bloop, 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 bloop. That's a flaccid penis hanging.
That's a flaccid penis, and he is not getting any harder.
We should make it clear that polyamory is just because you're bored of your partner.
Yes, it's 100% that. And it's also like an experiment and a phase. By the end of the show, they should be monogamous again.
They should learn. They should get married by the end of the show. By the series finale of the show is getting married and committing their lives to one person, like a Christian.
And there's also tragic deaths of every non-marital partner.
Every other metamorph.
We should establish the man.
It's like the end of Trapped in the Closet, where they realize that everyone except them who was part of their polycule has AIDS and is about to die.
I was about to say, do we want to do a season-long arc about AIDS? Is that something?
Yeah.
100%, yeah.
I think the Trapped in the Closet idea is good. I think that like they should have a narrator that's like singing all the things that happen.
Yeah.
Like a great chorus.
Honestly, I'm putting that in the note sheet right now.
If you combine polyamory with like a Greek chorus musical type thing, like it would be a show that I would never watch in a million years, which means it would probably do really well, you know?
100%. Yeah. Oh, you guys also have access to the notes if you want to check or.
Okay. So the guy should only be doing this because he wants to get more pussy and different 100%. Pussy and younger pussy.
Oh, I think probably he needs to be significantly older than his girlfriend, right?
Yes, yes. Mm. No, she needs to be 25 and he needs to be 44.
I've been in this game a long time. I know it doesn't work just
the polyamory
the two of us,
game.
You know? No, that's what he's saying as a 45-year-old.
Oh,
he's
got it. I thought that's what you.
No, me, no. That's disgusting.